Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
8 o'clock hour kicking off live here on your home of America's team and Texas Rangers baseball. Sean and RJ, DFW Sports Station, your chance to win $1,000 every morning is right here on 105.3 The Fan. Yesterday, everyone in the world as we go around the NFL was trying to figure out who Tom Brady was MFing in that clip from The Shop, LeBron James produced show, where a bunch of different celebrities and athletes just sit around kicking it like you're in the barbershop. And Tom Brady said this about his off-season decision before signing with the Bucks.
One of the teams, they weren't interested at the very end. I was thinking, you're sticking with that motherfucker.
So the overall thought was that the majority decided he was talking about Jimmy Garoppolo. RJ, Colin Cowherd also thought that he was talking about Nick Foles.
By the way, when I found out that Cowherd said that later in the day, which obviously means he was listening to us, I completely rethought my entire thought process on that one.
That he thought it was Nick Foles and the Bears as well. Well, how about this out of left field? Jeff Darlington, very good reporter, ESPN, said, it's clear as day. It was about the New Orleans Saints. Quote, regret might be a strong word because ultimately Drew Brees decided to delay his broadcasting career and come back for one more year. The Saints did the right thing by bringing Brees back, but I think that people still underestimate how close Tom was to signing with the Saints up until he ultimately decided on the Bucks. I know that that's going to be a statement people try to question. It's the truth. Sean Payton cannot look back and say, man, I would have loved to have Tom Brady last year because it also would have meant for him to have Tom a few more years moving forward. No question in my mind, the Saints, despite understanding they did what they had to do, there's still a little bit of, let's call it regret, that Tom Brady is not their QB. So Jeff Darlington, whether he was kidding around with Brees or not, says it was the Saints. You're sticking with that blanky blank. Wow.
I don't know about that. Like, guys like Tom, they're not going to infringe on somebody else's territory. Like, Cowherd had said yesterday in that long rant, like, he didn't go to Indianapolis because that was Peyton's team. He wasn't going to do that. And I think the same would be said about New Orleans. If Drew wanted to come back, he wasn't going to go to New Orleans to take his job. These guys at the top, like they all run together, man. Like, he had no problem taking Mitch Trubisky's job, yeah, or Jameis Winston's job. But, you know, he's not going to take, you know, he wasn't going to take Jimmy Garoppolo's because that's his Don Yee guy. It's his agent. They're both the same agent. So he's not going to take his job. And he wasn't going to take the job of a Hall of Famer who was going to retire if he wanted to play one more year. So I do not believe that for a second.
Okay. 8-7.
Do you?
I think that Tom wanted to play for the Saints and Sean Payton, but I don't know whether he, I don't know. Look, when you are in that type of setting, it's what we always say about coaches and executives who get caught in a booster meeting.
Yeah.
You know, is he calling another team's quarterback an MF-er, or is he being like, really? You're going to stick with that guy over me? You know, I think that's overhyped a little bit. Like, he's calling another guy trash. Like, when you're Tom Brady and LeBron James and Michael Jordan, you think everyone else is beneath you. You know, like, just look at Tom's, I kind of agree with you. Look at Tom's respect with Brees during Drew's final game. Afterwards, it was them out on the field. right? Wasn't Drew throwing to his kids or Tom's kids? Tom
was throwing to Drew's kids, I think. Yeah.
So it's like, I don't think there was any direct disrespect intended. It was just like, really? I'm the GOAT and you're going to stick with anyone else but me? That would be my guess, but I agree with you. I think he would call Nick Foles an MF-er. Like, really, you're going to stick with that bum? But I think he wanted to play for the Saints. But I don't think it was. I don't think there's any disrespect.
Yeah, and you know, like the final three was pretty set, right? It was Chicago and Tampa and the Chargers.
Yep.
So the Saints didn't even make it to the final. Now, granted, they had already had Drew back. Theoretically.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't think he would have gone there. I don't think he would have gone there with that.
Mike Reese from ESPN, Patriots reporter, is already comparing Mac Jones to Tom, saying, when he had it going, the passing game most closely resembled what it had been for the better part of the past two decades from a timing, rhythm, and accuracy standpoint. And while there were some predictable hiccups along the way, it seems safe to say, there isn't another rookie quarterback over the past 21 years who is as far along as Jones in this system this fast. So some high praise. Now, you're initially going to say, well, who else have they had there? Like, it's been Tom Brady. So, well, there's been no one else over the past 20 years to show as much acceleration as Tom. Duh. But they have drafted guys.
They have. But here's the other thing.
They've had Garoppolo.
Uh-huh.
Who was the big kid who was?
Ryan Mallett.
Ryan Mallett.
But let's not forget, Mac
Jacoby
Jones.
Jacoby Brissett.
Uh-huh. Mac Jones is getting more reps than any of those guys got. Those guys were sitting and watching Tom get the reps. So that probably plays into it.
Yeah.
You know.
But you also know if someone's, like, better.
Yeah, no, but I'm just talking.
Like, Mike Reese has seen. We're going to go and see plenty of who the freak is the Cowboys backup. I can't even know. What's his
Garrett
name?
Garrett Gilbert?
We're gonna see plenty of Garrett Gilbert and Oxnard.
Yeah. We are.
But, and if, like, we watch him over 3 years, like, we get a sense of whether he can throw or not.
Yes, you can. But, like, you know, from getting 30 reps in practice versus 7.
Yeah.
You know, clearly the guy who gets 30 is going to be further along at this stage of the game.
No doubt. Before we leave the Saints, as I mentioned, did y'all see the Jameis workout video?
Listen.
That's your boy, Choppy's boy. Watch Choppy's face on the fan cam describing this.
Jameis, let me have just a talk with you, man. Stop having your buddies be your trainer. You have like $30 million in the bank, or you should anyway. Or what? That was like your. That's how much money you've made. Could you maybe, I don't know, hire someone?
Wow, what's wrong with the workout? How would you describe it for the Tolos?
Well, it looked like the guy that he knew that worked at a you know, 9-round boxing, you know, gym in New Orleans or wherever, is sitting there with a couple of tackling dummies throwing fake haymakers at him from 6 feet away. On sticks. It's one of the worst videos I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's those sprint dummies, those robotic dummies that run back and forth, but these are stationary. So therefore they're not moving and flopping around and awkwardly moving about like Jameis is in this video, which honestly, when I saw the video, all I heard was this in the background because it's so comical. I'm like, this guy cannot be a quarterback in the NFL.
It's not even the physical activity. It's his face and his eyes.
Oh.
That's what it. I just retweeted it right now at 1053SS. The audio isn't worth playing. It's his facial reaction and his eyes.
Like, I think he would have gotten a better workout instead of using those tackling dummies and that dope that was helping him. Just go out to, like, a cell phone store and get one of those little... Those flopping in the wind.
the balloon guys
those
outside?
Balloon guys that are flopping everywhere. Just like car do that, dealership. Like, stay in the pocket next to that thing.
At a car dealership?
Yeah. Like wherever you see those things at.
It was hilarious. And then Bill Belichick, I can't wait to get RJ's reaction to this. Belichick crapped on analytics again at a general manager forum yesterday. Quote, "I prefer good players, good fundamentals, and good execution." He also publicly dismissed analytics in 2019, saying, I've never looked at an analytics website. I don't even care to look at one. I don't care what they say. Belichick in 2016. You could take those advanced websites and metric them wherever you want. I don't know. I have no idea. I've never looked at one. I don't even care. I don't care what they say. All the metric pages and all that. I mean, I have no idea. You need to ask a smarter coach than me, even though everything he does, much of what he does, and everything the Patriots do, look like they've been at the forefront of analytics. Yeah. Why is he, first off, what do you believe him? And number two, if you don't believe him, why is he lying to this degree? Why is he lying so much?
Because
when you get a Belichick presser, you got to ask, what does he lose by acknowledging the truth? What does he lose by acknowledging the truth here that other people are going to start to prep for New England from an analytical standpoint like they weren't before?
I think he's protecting an advantage that he has. Maybe he thinks that the league is not using analytics as much as they should, and he uses it a lot. So why would he tell the world that he uses it? Because if the world thinks that I use it, then they're all going to do it. That's the only thing I could think of. Because like he can say it all he wants, but nobody uses it as much. I mean, they use it like crazy. I mean, just look at how they draft. I mean, they draft volume.
They move down.
They draft volume over stars. They invest back to front on the defensive side of the football. Their positional value is off the charts.
They've gone away for a long time from the run game. They'll throw it 16 straight times.
Yep. They don't pay running backs. And then, you know, when they notice that the entire league is gone to a pass first defense, they decide to flip the script and run the ball.
They went two tight ends first.
Yep. So like they are very, very advanced in their thought process. So he can say that all he wants, and the media will buy it and eat it up because the media is a bunch of morons.
I don't think anyone buys it. I don't think anyone's believing it or buying it whatsoever.
Maybe. You may be right. But I think right now it's pretty clear he's just liar, liar, pants on fire.
Yeah. So that's Belichick dismissing analytics. Sean and RJ around the NFL here on DFW Sports Station. We have so much to get into today. We also have Carl Nassib, his jersey after coming out as the first active player in NFL history has been number one over the past 2 days. The NFL matched his $100,000 donation to the organization to prevent suicide. And this thing has been an absolute hit. You've gotten one insensitive comment from this woman on The View. Other than that, no one has said anything dumb. No one said anything offensive except for Joy Behar on The View.
Not the Dolphins, right?
Listen, don't ask me. Vegas, Brian, you're asking the wrong person.
I want to set him up.
Las Vegas.
Okay.
The Las Vegas Raiders.
You know, Anna, after they said penetration in the end zone, they lost me. So, Sonny, is this a sign that this...
Later tried to walk it back and say, please pretend like I never said that. Like I never made that comment. So that's Joy Behar on The View going viral yesterday. It was hard to find this video, though.
Yeah.
Kind of what you said about it didn't blow up as much as you thought or expected. It was tough for me to find this.
Yeah, I had to go like to The View's website and pull it. And like on Twitter, if you just searched it, it was a very small, small video clip they were airing, and it didn't blow up nearly as much as it should have. Because, like, you know, there's nothing... You're going to have to explain to me pretty hard what you wouldn't respect about him doing this. Like, how could you be anything but positive about somebody... doing this. I hope we get to the point where you don't have to do this.
All right. I think the next segment will be Troy's favorite of the entire day. Not just the DeAndre Ayton walk-off alley-oop, not just the umpire pitcher fights in Major League Baseball. We have drama in jeopardy, and Subway is getting exposed.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Crowder waiting with it, lobs it underneath.
Yes!
It's good. DeAndre Ayton scores the basket over the rim and in. DeAndre Ayton put it over the rim and in.
A walk-off win, walk-off alley-oop win on Suns Radio. I don't know if I can ever recall that finish in a playoff game. It's Sean and RJ. All-time cool finish, but I think after going through some of the best playoff enders in history, it probably isn't going to come close to the top 10. I mean, we were just going off the top of our heads a couple hours ago. Kawhi's bouncer, Michael.
The triple doink.
Michael against Utah. Fisher with 0.4, Luka against the Clippers. Like, Luka against the Clippers versus this one, I wonder which one will be remembered more because it was an alley-oop to go ahead and win it. I agree with you. The three-point shot or a jumper, it adds more drama with the ball in the air, but when's the last time we can remember an alley-oop winner like this? Jay Crowder making the pass on the baseline. Devin Booker setting the screen after Paul George misses two free throws and Ayton throws it down with 0.7 left.
I can't remember the last time we've seen an alley-oop like this to win it. This is one of few. So I think this will be remembered more than a lot of them, but it's not necessarily better because the prettiness of coming off of a ball screen or creating your own shot at the dribble. Like Reggie Miller against the Bulls in 98. Like that was just a great inbounds basketball play. And
with a push off.
Yep. He does all the time. And then he kicks the leg out and like he always does. It was cool. So there's a lot that are good. This is really good too from the standpoint that it's unique. We've never seen it. Then it'll get remembered. I don't know. We'll be more remembered than Luka's. It might be. Especially if they win the series.
Yeah. I don't know how the Clips recover from this one, but I've said that multiple times in these playoffs in terms of, well, this team can't respond from that. You gave up this lead in regulation. You're going to be done in overtime. Not true with Milwaukee. You're up 25. That team comes back. You're not going to be able to respond in the series. Like the amount of comeback psychologically in this postseason, they are going back to L.A., but it doesn't look like they're going to have Kawhi, and it sounds like Chris Paul may be there for Game 3. So that is DeAndre Ayton, number one pick, winning it with the alley-oop dunk walk-off. Number one pick last night in the NBA draft goes to the Detroit Pistons. Cade Cunningham is supposed to be the no-doubt selection. His agent said we're taking one visit, and that's it. Whoever's got number one. And that's going to be the Pistons. Rockets have 2, Cavaliers 3, Raptors 4, Orlando 5, OKC 6, Warriors 7, back to the Magic at 8, Kings 9, Pelicans at number 10. And, I mean, I saved this hype article on the NBA draft from ESPN because it's been boring for a while. Over the past 20 years, only one draft class has produced 4 All-Stars in the top 5 picks. Let me say that one more time, see if you can guess it. Past 20 years, one draft class has given four all-stars in the top five picks.
It was LeBron draft.
LeBron,
Melo, Wade, Bosh, right?
Well done. That was the class in '03.
The Darko draft.
The Darko draft. High-ranking NBA executive said, quote, that top five is potentially as stout as any of the other drafts since 2000. There are years where the number one pick would never be the number one pick ever again. Some drafts lack that number one. This one's legit. I'm a big fan. There's legit star power in the top five. So it's going to be Cade Cunningham, Jalen Green, Evan Mobley, Jalen Suggs, Jonathan Kuminga as the names that are being put up there right now. So that's the hype of this draft class.
It's supposed to be very good. And you're gonna have depth here with the draft class. The Cade Cunningham comp, NBADraft.net. How about this for a comp? Jason Tatum and Luka Doncic.
Wow.
So there you go.
Wow. That's not hyping up someone right there.
No. This guy's got no expectations.
No expectations.
Not a single one.
All right, let's get to the baseball fights. Max Scherzer was checked three times by the umpires last night against the Phillies and Joe Girardi. Scherzer getting more and more irritated. He's sitting there unbuckling his belt, taking his hat off, staring down Girardi. This was three times in five innings. And then we had an incident in Arlington where the reliever, Sergio Romo, took his pants off. He gave up a home run. And then while coming back to the third base dugout, was checked by the umpires while pulling off his belt, which Bob Melvin, A's manager, said will not happen again. But two incidents last night as the pitchers are already getting fed up. Clayton Kershaw said maybe there should be a punishment for the managers who do this and find nothing. That's interesting.
Yeah, that is. The problem with that is that the moment that you're out of challenges, if you will.
Yeah.
Then it's free reign for the pitcher. I don't like that. I don't have a problem with them asking. I would do it every inning. It's not gonna, you know. So what if the pitcher's put out by it?
Well, I mean, how many things are we gonna take away from these guys? It's like defense in the NFL. So you're gonna take away my grip when you know guys are juicing, corking, and using pine tar. So you're gonna take away any substance I can use. And now you're going to sit there and frisk me after every inning?
I mean,
it's too much. Last night with Scherzer, that was ridiculous.
It was a lot, but here's the thing. What's the alternative? Let him use it and have the worst offensive output in the history of the game, which they don't want. So just look since the month of June started. You know, the league batting average over the first 2 weeks was up from the previous months. You saw home runs tick up early on. You saw strikeouts go down. Hit bats were flat, which is big because, you know, the thought was that the pitchers would lose control of the ball because it would slip out of their hands. There's a lot of things about this that are good for the game. You know, is it overboard? Yeah, maybe. But at the end of the day, do the pitchers need spider tack? No, they probably don't need spider tack. They do need sunscreen and rosin. I don't see why they can't use that, and I suspect they can. Like, I don't think when the umpires are out there frisking them that they're looking for sunscreen.
Rob Manfred's getting crushed. Even Girardi afterwards said, these are Rob Manfred's rules, so Manfred is just getting destroyed on social media as he is trending.
Yeah, I mean,
they
look.
They just shouldn't have opened up Pandora's box. They overreacted. They should have left this as gamesmanship on both sides that went unspoken, in my opinion, or just go back to no one can use anything. That's my solution. No one can use anything on the mound. I don't know how you check for it. I would have, look, as a sports fan, it's more entertaining to check them on the field because you get stuff like last night. If I was in the game, I would want this to just be done in the dugout. You're going to get someone checking a pitcher every time they come back from the dugout. So it's not on the field. You don't get these reactions. You don't get pants being pulled down. That was is if I worked for Rob Manfred. Like, I love this.
Yeah, like I would have the home plate umpire go as the pitcher's walking out to the mound before the inning, before he gets to the you know, first or third baseline. Just do a quick search. It's between innings. It's not a big deal. There's not a pitcher in baseball who will tell you they need the full 8 pitches between innings. So you cut your pitches down to 6. You know, they're going to throw 4 basically 65-75%, you know, effort pitches, and then they're going to gas it up for the final 2, and we're going to go.
Twitter's saying this destroying baseball, making it terrible.
I don't know how that's making it terrible. That was fun.
I agree.
That's not making it terrible.
That was real fun.
You know, there's a lot of sanctimonious people out there that are like, oh, yeah, just throw it as a... It's not a big deal.
Has to be annoying.
It has to be. Of course it's annoying.
You're sitting out there trying to do your job and, like, you're going to... I mean, it's getting checked, stopped 4 times at an airport.
It is. Yeah, you know, I got... When I flew... Where did I fly to last time? Where was I? Oh, to Maryland. Duh. When I was flying out there, I got a random search. Just buzz. Random search. All right. They, you know, 2 seconds and we're done.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I get it. It's annoying, but how big of a deal is it? If you're Max Scherzer, like, I'm sorry. This is one of the little inconveniences that it's going to take to make $40 million a year.
Mm. Okay. I thought you were going to defend the pitcher in the zone, in their game, getting thrown off, distracted, dealing with BS, stopping, going. But you're taking baseball side on this one. Troy, what is going on with the Subway investigation?
A lot of things are going on with Subway. So Subway was recently sued because of their tuna sandwich. And when I mean tuna, I mean it's not. So basically someone has come out and they sued Subway because the thing about the tuna sandwich, do you guys eat tuna sandwiches, by the way?
I like tuna sandwiches. Yeah. I don't order them at Subway. RJ does.
Okay. All right, then. Well, the New York Times tested this through a lab to see how much tuna was actually in a Subway sandwich, and the answer is none. There's no tuna in the Subway sandwich. Now, there's something called tuna flakes, but not actual tuna. Now, this also goes on to something that Subway has had to deal with a few months back. An Irish Supreme Court ruled that there is enough sugar in the bread of Subway that is not technically considered bread.
What?
Now there's a little clarification here, because in Ireland, if you, you know, sell food, it's considered a staple food. So you get like a tax deduction from it, but they wanted them to pay their taxes. So therefore they said, yeah, you have too much sugar in your bread, so therefore it's not considered bread.
I don't know whether there should be an age rule for this, but at some point in time, you're going to have the talk with your kids. When they get the burger from maybe an Arch.
Yeah.
When they get the tacos from a Bell.
Yep.
Or they go and get the tuna from a Way, it might not be 100% the freshest, most authentic thing. And if you are an adult, and you are too stupid to realize that, or you're that desperate for money that you got to bring up a lawsuit, then you need to choke on the next tuna sub that you eat. If you're so dumb that you're like, this isn't 100% pure, we don't want to know what's in it. I don't want to know what's in it. Does it taste good? Does it taste okay? If it's not going to kill me and it tastes good, then leave it at that. That's it.
I thought the Subway tuna was 100% tuna.
Do you care? Is this going to stop you?
It's probably not going to stop me, but I thought it was 100% tuna. I assumed the hamburgers at McDonald's were real burgers. You know why? Because they're called hamburgers. And I assumed this was real tuna because, hang on, what did my notes say?
Like, who cares?
It says tuna. So I assume it was real. Like, don't call it that if it's not real. Call it fake tuna. Yeah, and I'd still go and I'd still eat it.
Yeah, but this is something that's been going on for a long time with Subway. If you guys don't remember, about 6-7 years ago, there was a chemical called, oh man, I'm going to butcher this one, isodocarbonamide, which was basically something they put in their bread that's also used to make yoga mats.
What?
Yes. Those are comfortable.
I mean, who cares? I don't care.
And they removed that product, but still, this has been kind of an ongoing thing with that restaurant.
My issue with Subway is not the fake tuna. It's the fact that if there's any more than one person in line, It takes 78 minutes to get a sale.
Oh, my God. There we go. That's what we should be irate about.
DJ C just tweeted me the Spider-Man memes, Subway tuna looking at the McDonald's McRib. So,
and the McRib is good.
Is that not real ribs? I don't know.
I mean,
yeah, RJ don't know the difference between white and dark meat and turkey or chicken. So it ain't stopping us. You ate Bluebell with Listeria. You didn't stop going to Chipotle with their droppings stories. Chipotle. And this ain't going to stop. Shouldn't stop. Won't stop from Subway.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
A very depressing report came out yesterday from Mark Stein, NBA and Mavericks insider, and he basically said that the Mavs are not going to be pursuing Masai Ujiri, the chosen one out of Toronto, who helped bring them their first ever and maybe their only ever NBA championship. No Danny Ainge, no one established as a GM. Why? Because Mark Cuban doesn't want to give up control. And Masai Ujiri, as Ramona Shelbourne told the Nosebleed Seats, needs room to operate, doesn't want to be interfered with. Many people, no one knows who owns the Toronto Raptors. They think Ujiri actually owns the team because he's the face of the team. And Mark Cuban can't deal with that and can't accept that. So Stein says it could be Michael Finley, as many people have speculated, and that they would bring in someone with more experience to help with Finley, but that Cuban is going to be a major, major voice and the lead voice when it comes to basketball operations. What the freak? I feel like I've been I feel like I've been deceived for 10 years.
You have.
I feel like I believe that Mark Cuban knew to back off and let Donnie, Bob, and Rick do it. But now I feel like he's ripping off the Scooby-Doo mask and Cuban has been Jerry. And Cuban has been Jerry the entire time. Like, I feel deceived. I don't know what to believe.
But Mark has always been what Jerry gets blamed for. That's exactly what he is. And, you know, I don't have a problem with Mark wanting to be in charge. I have a problem with him wanting to be in charge if he's going to be spread so thin.
Yes.
I mean,
But you also should know if you're an expert in the field.
Well, I understand that, but like...
You say this about Jerry all the time. You say if Jerry's been doing this long enough, he's a football expert.
Sure.
So would the same thing apply to Cuban?
Yeah, if he's been truly doing this. Like, you know, but has he had one foot in and one foot out?
Yeah.
Then I don't know that he has. You know, like Kevin asked me like the other day, what do you think it takes to be an expert? I was like, I don't know, 10,000 working hours? Like,
and talent.
There's just an expert in it. And that doesn't mean like, you know, like eventually, you know, Mike was a baseball player. He never wanted to get into radio.
Yeah.
Eventually Mike's going to be an expert in radio.
Yeah. But we could never be expert baseball players.
Well, that's because it's a
talent.
Right. But it's an athletic talent.
Yes.
I mean,
but not everyone on earth can become an expert in anything. Different people have different intelligence levels. Some people get things, some people don't. I can't put together baby equipment.
Do it for 10,000 hours, you'll figure it out.
I'll figure it out. I don't know if I become an expert. If I did it and you did
you
it
watch,
for...
If you watch NFL game film for 10,000 hours, you would be where Dane Brugler is.
So you think anyone can do anything with the amount of reps? You don't believe in that guy gets it for his certain field.
The guy who gets it for a certain field, I think, gets it in 4,000 hours.
Okay.
Right? Like, he just gets it quicker.
Okay.
Yeah, but, like, athletically, not everybody can be a professional football player, golfer, tennis, whatever. You know, but, if I studied for 10, I don't get math. But if you gave me 10,000 hours or however, whatever it is, I could become an accountant.
So your biggest issue is not that Cuban can't be a basketball expert to put together and run a team. It's we don't know if the...
He actually cares enough or puts enough work.
He's done enough in terms of the hours with everything else he has going on.
And whatever that is, that's different for everybody. But, like, yeah, I mean, I just don't know that he's done enough. I assume that Jerry Jones has spent his life over the last 30 years immersed with the Dallas Cowboys. I know Mark Cuban has spent his life immersed in Shark Tank and the Mavericks and politics.
Yeah.
And the stock market.
Yeah.
And so it's now, Grant, I know Jerry's got like 70 companies or whatever.
Right. We know Jerry's in, we think we know Jerry's in every meeting.
Right.
I think Jerry's in every personnel, every game recap meeting.
Yeah, and I don't know, is Jeff Bezos in every Amazon meeting? I have no idea. I don't know. I assume he is. I don't know if he is. He may have enough people that are under him that he trusts that will give him the lowdown.
Yeah.
But even if you miss a meeting, there are some intricacies that somebody who's an expert would pick up on. And I wonder about Mark. I wonder if he really, really has immersed himself enough in this.
It just seems really arrogant. I don't have another word for it besides that. You're not going to bring in someone who would have more of a basketball say, probably more basketball knowledge than you. You want a yes man, which I think Michael Finley would be, maybe be Stephen Jones to Jerry's front office structure, and Mark will be the lead shot caller. That's what Stein said. So he can be the lead shot caller, prefers to render the final say after consulting top aides. Now, Mark would come on here and say, that's every owner. Every owner makes a final call after you listen to your advisors and your team around you. Yeah. I just don't know how much further Mark takes it with the calls that he's making. Jerry sounds like he breaks the ties in the draft room. Will McClay and his team are supposed to study the free agents. Steven will talk about what it should and would cost financially. And then Jerry will give his opinion. And then Steven negotiates the deal, while Will figures out how it fits from a team perspective on the field, along with Mike McCarthy. I think that's how it works. I don't know how this is working here. I have no idea.
No idea.
And why isn't the fate or the future, why hasn't that been announced from Bob Vulgaris? it's starting to make me think that your theory 2 weeks ago could come to fruition, that if you're going to, like, if you're going to blow up your family because you're cheating, you may as well stay with the girlfriend and not the wife, right? If your wife's leaving you, you're going to blow it up. You're going to jeopardize it all. You might as well stay with the girlfriend. And that's what you said about Vulgaris. If you're willing to have Rick Carlisle and Donnie Nelson leave, then you don't dump Bob Vulgaris because you've made it known he's that important to you on the totem pole.
100%. You blew it up for nothing. And that's a problem. That's not what I want to see the Mavs do. But it looks like they're going to. And you know, look, I mean, if Mark is going to immerse himself in the Dallas Mavericks and be the GM, fine, wonderful, whatever. You know, take your Michael Finley's and your Bob Vulgaris's and your other front office
puppets,
whatever you want to call them. Take the information they give you and make the most informed decision you can with it. Cool. But if you're going to kind of, you know, still do Shark Tank and still mess around with this and that, then I don't know that it's going to be exactly what you hope it is. Jerry seems to take the information of others and value it. Jerry seems to immerse himself in the Dallas Cowboys. Is Jerry watching game film on the seventh rounder? I would assume not. I don't know how many general managers are watching game film of the seventh round. I guess Howie Roseman is. Is Paul DePodesta? I don't know. But I know the scouts are, and they're taking the information they have on those guys, and they're using it to the best of their knowledge.
What is the fan text saying? 877-881-1053. By the way, Tim McMahon reported yesterday, Mavs will not seek any compensation from a team that hires Carlisle, despite him resigning with 2 years remaining on his deal. Cuban does not want to complicate Carlisle's quest for a new opportunity. Is Mark getting killed on there?
So here we go. Cuban is so lucky Nelly handed him Dirk and Luka. Without them, he would have all been known as a loser. Are we assuming Finley will not be a good GM?
No.
Are we assuming Finley will be a good GM?
No.
And we're not assuming anything.
I don't know.
We have no idea.
I know that he's Mark's. I'm assuming that he's going to be put in that position because Mark wants to continue to run things his way.
Right. I assume Michael Finley knows how to play basketball. I will not assume he knows how to evaluate basketball.
It feels like a comfort hire, if it happens.
Yeah. Are people finally coming to terms with what a meddling S-head Cuban truly is? About time.
See, I thought because of the sexual assault cases and all the times when Mark kept saying, I wasn't around the offices. I should have been around more. I should have been poking my head in. I should have been talking. I kind of assume he did that a little bit with the basketball operations too. Like, I'm not going to be with the Mavericks every day,
right?
Maybe even every week. That's what I was assuming, that he just wasn't around because of all his other projects.
I think Jerry knows, is wise enough to know there's people smarter than him, while Mark believes he's the smartest guy in the room. I would not put that past Jerry. I think Jerry thinks he's the smartest guy. Now, maybe not anymore, but I think Jerry thinks he's the best. He's the best salesman in the room, at least.
Yeah.
Let's see. You didn't blow it up for nothing. You blew it up because it wasn't working. Well, what wasn't working? It wasn't, you know, the Mavericks got good, better than anybody, including them, expected. When they drafted Luka, they weren't expecting to make the playoffs the second year, I don't think.
Yeah, the last 2 years have been a success. Like, 2 years ago, making the playoffs, losing to the Clippers, we all loved that year. And then this past season, if you win game seven, it's an easy check on a successful season, but you were there. You know, we wanted a first-round playoff win, but you were, like, right there. Maybe it came up a little bit short in terms of expectations, but you were the 5 seed in the West.
Let me ask you this. I'm just spitballing here, throwing this right off. I just coming to my mind. Did the Mavericks did Luka being so good so fast cost Rick and Donnie their jobs?
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.